Welcome to The Balanced Mind, a podcast dedicated to understanding emotion and achieving emotional maturity. We're going to dive deep into the roots of our feelings and ask a critical question. How can we manage emotion more effectively with greater wisdom? The goal is to help you grow in emotional intelligence, leading to a better quality of life and more fulfilling relationships. In every area of your life, from a workplace to your closest friendships, I'll provide you with a practical toolkit and insights to help you navigate life's challenges with greater emotional maturity and resilience. Hello, my name is Dion Bicycle, and I am a supportive counselor. I am dedicated to helping you achieve a better quality of life. Welcome to The Balanced Mind. Let's begin. Today we are going to talk about one of the most misunderstood emotions, namely anger. People directly connect it to a negative, but that is not the root of it. More often, there are primitive emotions involved, and then anger is a reflection on those emotions. And so, we are going to ask some critical questions about these primitive emotions and about anger and how it works. What we will be covering in this episode is questions like, what is the definition of anger? What causes anger? How does it make us feel? Is anger good or bad? Can it be harmful? Is anger a sign of mental illness? And what must I do if I have anger? So all of these questions, we are going to look more in depth about the emotion. Now, before I go on, I just want to say there's a lot of information on the internet regarding anger. I was selective on my content so that we can build on a good foundation of it in order to have a better understanding of the emotion. So, if I start exploring about something new, a fact or a word, I like to go and look at the definition thereof. And so I've done the same with anger. If you would Google the word anger or the definition of anger, you would see it shows you that it's a strong feeling of displeasure and antagonism, which means hostility or opposition. The word that really caught my attention was the word displeasure. And I thought about it. When I'm angry, I don't feel pleasant. I can feel there is something wrong. And I can feel in my body there's changes, but I don't always know what. But we're going to talk about those changes. When we continue with the meaning of anger, we see that anger is also an intense, complex, and natural emotion, ranging from mild to intense fury, triggered by, that's the key, anger are triggered by a primary emotion. So that means anger is a secondary emotion to a primary feeling or something that happens in your life. Now that brings me to the second question that I ask. What causes anger? Now, I divided them into four categories that we're going to look at. The first one is external events. When you are misunderstood, or there was an act of injustice that's been done to you, when you are being threatened, if some burglar come into your house and you are threatened, then anger can come forward. A big one these days is frustration. Why does things take so long? And then you get angry. And obviously, when we have conflict in relationships at work or at home, anywhere where we can have conflict, anger can be seen. Now, there is much more, but I only chose these five words. Next on, we look at internal events that creates anger, such as thoughts, memories of something, when you think of something that happened in the past, but it still angers you. That is memories. We worry, we think the whole time about something that we can't control, and then we worry and we get angry about it because we can't change it. Also, rumination, overthinking something over and over and over. Then there's also current circumstance. Right now, today, there is stress that can lead to anger. Bereavement, you just lost a loved one. That can also lead to anger. As well as world events like wars. Also, the fuel price. You can't do anything about it. So why do you get angry about it? But it happens to us. The last one is imagined. Now, we tend to think too much, and then we imagine, what if my car is stolen tonight? How will I get to work tomorrow? What if only, what if that happens? That is imaginary circumstance. But let's go back and see if anger is created in our thoughts. What is the physical thing that we can see that changes in our body? Physical things that happen to us as a human being is that our heart's starting to race. We get increased blood pressure and we release adrenaline. And the body starts preparing for that fight or flight mode that we tend to get in. Now, just to remind you, when a nurse or a doctor takes your blood pressure and it is very high, they would first ask you, are you angry with someone? Did you rush to get to the appointment? What happened just before you arrived? Because that can have an effect on the blood pressure and the reading might be false. Also, what we can then notice if we get angry or somebody else gets angry, their shoulder tend to tense up, their face becomes red, and they start to swear a lot. It's usually one of the most common things people do when they get angry is they swear. And they raise their voice or they bang against the table. All this is to show you that this person or yourself is very angry at the moment. But anger can also help us with determination to solve a problem, which brings me to my next point. Is anger good or bad? And this is a question that is the most common question people ask when it comes to anger. Because some people would say, if you are a good person, then you never get mad. Good people never get mad. And that is such a lie. Anger is a basic human emotion. If you think of a baby, when they are displeased, they cry, their face becomes red, they can show you, but I'm not happy, I have displeasure, I am angry at my situation. So no, everybody can get angry. But it's what you do with it that makes the difference. A certain amount of anger can be helpful. It can motivate individuals to address challenges or stand up for themselves. Anger can be motivation for a positive action. Dr. Carla Schumann from the George Washington University in the USA writes the following. Being angry is a way to make our voice heard, to fight for our rights, and to let people know that we cannot be taken for granted. It is a common belief that anger protects us and that it can be our best weapon against treated poorly. Say for instance you're at work and you are being treated unjust and that angers you. And then you get into your office and you say, you know what, I'm going to get my CV right, I'm going to get it updated, I'm going to find a new work with better circumstances. That is an example where anger was put to good use because it motivated you to update your CV and look for something better. But let's take a look why anger can be harmful. Anger can get harmful when you can't control it and it ends up controlling you and your life. When you express your anger through unhelpful, destructive behavior, such as violence or self-harm, or when your behavior becomes abusive. Your anger can also have a negative effect on your relationship, your studies, or your hobbies. Often, anger hurts or frightens other people around you. And then they walk on eggshells when they're around you. You may be unable to get through your daily life without being angry. Often you do or say things that you afterwards regret. Also, anger can also be harmful when you use it as your go-to emotion. Doesn't matter what happened to you, you're immediately angry. Then it can cause problems. When anger is so regular in your life that you feel worse about yourself and your life. Anger can also drive you towards alcohol abuse, drug abuse, because you want to use that to silence your anger, but instead it will make it worse. It can also have a negative impact on your mental health and physical health. Anger is also not helpful when it distracts us from what we need to do. when it leads to unasked for arguments and unnecessary conflict with others. It makes us feel guilty and ashamed. The second most common question people ask about anger is whether or not anger is a mental illness. No, it is not a mental illness. However, chronic intense or unmanaged anger can be a symptom of an underlying mental health issue, such as depression, anxiety, or other disorders, or even substance abuse. Now, I would like to give you an example of this out of my own life. When I was at school in grade 11, I had anger outbursts that would come out of nowhere, and it really did harm my friendships. So much so that I lost most of my friendships. Also, relationships at home were difficult. People were scared of what will happen when they tell me something. And for me, anger came out of the blue. And it's then when we realize that here is something else at play. Because this kind of anger is out of my character. You know, the anger would cause self-harm. And not just self-harm. There were times when I would get quite aggressive. Though I never hurt someone, the thought and anger to do it was present. So we realized we need to find the source of this anger. I went to hospital a few times, but then it was still not clear why these anger outbursts were so prominent, yet it was a good sign that there is something wrong. Later on, I was finally diagnosed with bipolar, and I got put on the right medication as prescribed, and my anger would disappear, which meant that the underlying problem was an unstable mental health issue, like I said before. So we didn't treat the anger outburst, we treated the underlying cause, which in my case was the bipolar. It didn't exactly took all the anger away because it was still a trigger. But as I grow in managing the illness, the anger got less and less. Medication can also help you with managing your anger better. This is just one example of where anger can be a sign that there's something deeper wrong. Remember what I said in the beginning, that anger is a secondary emotion to a primary problem. Anger is a sign that there is something deeper within yourself that needs attention, whether it is injustice or external event, internal event, something that you imagine. Anger is only there to show you something is bothering you. So it's important to dig deeper and ask yourself, where does my anger come from? That leads us to the next obvious question. What do I do with my anger? It's very interesting, when I did the research, all the research starts with one common suggestion, and that is to recognize that you're angry. Now, we've talked about the physical signs earlier on, what you can recognize when you're angry, but also when you're angry, you need to admit it. Many people skip this and they just get angry and then they act on it. But when you recognize it and you say, I am angry, that is a very good thing to do when you're angry. It's for you to realize you're angry, and also for the people around you, so that they know what you are feeling. It is important, however, that when you're around people and you get angry, you can say, I'm angry, but I'm not angry with you. I'm angry at the situation. I'm angry at the thought. That would put people at ease. When you are angry at the person, also admit it. I am angry with you. So that the context is clear. So when you start to realize you're having these signals in your body, you can know, okay, whoa, wait, time out. I'm getting angry. And then you can start managing your anger. First thing that is most effective to do when you admit you're angry is to breathe. Now, many people say, but Dion, breathing is so simple. How can that help with anger? Well, when you breathe, your muscles tend to relax more. And when you relax more, your thoughts calm down. And then you can regroup your thoughts better. And you can respond better. It can also slow down your heartbeat, which is also good. You know, a few years ago there was a series, and in the series there was a man who was also a counselor, and he said to his clients, smell the roses and blow out the candles. And I thought to myself, what does smell the roses and blowing out candles have to do with one another? It sounds simple, but think about it. Smell the roses, so you inhale a lot of air and you blow out the candles. You blow out all the air in your lungs. And believe me, this really, really works. It might be a simple technique, but it's an effective technique to use to get your anger to calm down. I always remember that, like I've learned it from this character. Smell the roses and blow out the candles. And when I do it, I use the words also, because it reminds me what I need to do. Smell and blow out. Instead of breathing, let's breathe. Let's breathe. Let's smell and blow. Very, very effective. The next technique is also quite well known. Sometimes it is necessary for you and for the people around you, your relationships, whether it is at home or in the workplace. It can be necessary for you to exit this situation. Because remember what we said earlier. Anger might lead you to say something that you will regret. Also remember, business is important. So you can't afford to lose business over uncontrolled anger. So if you need to excuse yourself from the meeting, simply ask to be excused, or if you are in a privileged position, ask if we can take a short recess and come back together after 5 or 10 minutes. And then when you are excused, take a walk. Go somewhere where you are comfortable and use your breathing techniques, smelling the roses and blowing out the candles. You know, if you do this, you calm down and you can filter your thoughts. You can get new perspective as to what is important for this meeting and also what is important to say to keep this relationship going. Because, as you know, anger can hurt relationships. After you gain new perspective, calm down, walk into the meeting, and then say, "Thank you for the recess. Can we please continue?" If you need to apologize because you've said something that you should not have said, please use this time frame to apologize. But when you're in a meeting and you're getting angry and you don't want to take a time out, why not challenge your thoughts to be more optimistic about what gets you angered? So you can reframe the thoughts that angers you and you can say, "Okay, I hear you. I understand what you're saying and I can hear your frustration," so that your thoughts can be turned into a positive. When I was a student, they often said to us, act in the opposite spirit. Act in the opposite way that you've been acted on. That way, you are turning your thoughts around into something positive, something that can build. And that also calms down anger. Acting in the opposite of what you did just heard. Instead of getting angry, reframing the words and the context so that it can have a positive effect. Another reason we often get angry is that we do not sleep enough. We don't rest enough. It is really obvious, if you really think about it, that when you're tired, you can't deal with arguments. You can't deal with any conflict or something that crossed your path that takes of your energy. Then anger is the emotion you feel because you just can't deal with this right now because you're tired. So I want to suggest, if you get angry often, ask yourself, am I tired? When last did I have a good night's rest? But like I said, not many people can have a good night's rest. They have so much on their mind. Well, here's the technique that I use. At night, I would write down all my thoughts, or what angers me, and I fold it and I put it on a bedside table. By doing this, I'm taking the thoughts out of my mind, putting it on paper, and then putting it away, deciding, now it's time to sleep. Now it's time to rest. And when we are well rested, we won't be short for anger. We can tackle challenges head on and face them with a clear mind. If you struggle with specific triggers or find that these feelings are consistently harming your relationships, a more personalized approach can be transformative. As a supportive counselor, I am dedicated to enhancing the total well-being of my clients through a systems approach to counseling, helping you achieve wellness in your body, mind, and spirit. My focus is on caregiving and personal growth, not just symptom management. So when I see you, I will give you a pen and paper and I would say to you, okay, let's plan. How are we going to face this challenge in your life? I am not here to remove it from your life. No, I am here to help you cope with it in your life so that you can have a better quality of life. So we'll work together to help you navigate your well-being, whether it's physical or mental health, so you can achieve a better quality of life. I'm committed to helping you facilitate self-care, enhancing your overall well-being, and support your bio-spiritual wellness. We'll develop a plan together, and I will be there to train, guide, and monitor you so you can make lasting changes. My mission is to help you protect yourself from negative factors, prevent risk factors that lead to problems, and educate you on how lifestyle choices impact your health. By giving you practical coping skills, we can promote a positive state of well-being. If you are ready for this and to dive deeper in a personalized guidance session, my counseling services are available. Let's work together so you can achieve a better quality of life and a truly balanced mind. If you want to get in contact with me, you are welcome to visit my Facebook page, Dion Bicycle, or you can send me an email at dionlabu@gmail.com. That is Delta Echo Orange November Lima Alpha Bravo Unit @gmail.com. Be sure to use the balanced mind in the subject line, and I will come back to you as soon as possible. In conclusion, we've covered a lot of ground today, unpacking one of the most misunderstood emotions, anger. We've learned that anger is more than just a negative reaction. It's a powerful and complex emotion that, when understood, can be a tool for positive change. Remember, anger is not inherently good or bad. It's what you do with it that matters. We explored the physical and mental triggers from external frustrations to internal thoughts. Mostly, we've equipped you with a practical toolkit for managing anger in a healthy way by recognizing your body's signals, taking a time out, and challenging negative thoughts. You can now navigate life challenges with a greater emotional maturity and resilience. My name is Dion Bicycle. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Until next time, keep exploring emotions and what it means to live with a truly balanced mind.